City Councilor Ioana Bencomo was just one of the vocal members on the Las Cruces City Council who voiced disdain for Representative Yvette Harrell's opposition to certifying electoral votes in Arizona and Pennsylvania.
I think it's important for us to have this conversation because Representative Yvette Harrell represents all of us. And just like I expect to be held to high standards and be held accountable for the things I do and say and my votes, I get emails all the time about people disagreeing with me, and I appreciate that. And so for me, as this body who I know respects the sacredness of democracy and the vote, I think this is an important public statement. We can disagree on policies, but this is not that. Disenfranchising voters is not a for argument on a policy issue.
Prior to the certification of the 2020 presidential election, Representative Harrell addressed her opposition during House debate.
The Constitution gives state legislators, not state executives or judges, the sole authority to determine how their state selects presidential electors. Nobody disputes that in Pennsylvania, as well as in other states, rules and regulations were changed by executive fiat or judicial edict. These changes were significant and irregular. They included changes to vote-by-mail deadlines, identity verification requirements, and other ballot handling practices.
Originally, Councilor Yvonne Flores indicated she would not support the resolution, but was moved by the words of Councilor Tessa Beda-Stuvey, who spoke about how election fraud claims have been dismissed in courts across America.
Our foundations of relationship with our neighbors, our friends, our family, or even with elective officials must be based on transparency and truth. And that, to me, is a neutral and nonpartisan issue. Judicial review process also helps with that. And that is why we have the separation of powers. With this election, there were many, many claims, many lawsuits, many reviews of that process. All that found that this was a fair and legal election.
The marginalization of voters was of large concern to Councilor Bencomo, who says minority voters were the ones most at risk of being disenfranchised.
The issue of racial equity. The votes of Arizona and Pennsylvania, there was so much work done by Black, Brown, and Indigenous organizations who turned out in record numbers in those states, in Arizona and Pennsylvania. So by voting to not support the certification of those votes cast out of that state is inherently disenfranchising the voters of those states, which predominantly and in huge numbers were Black, Brown, and Indigenous voters.
Mayor Ken Miyagashima advocated for an amendment which later passed, stating Harrell failed to support, defend, and protect the U.S. Constitution. He emphasized his vote was not a partisan one, rather a need to defend the Constitution.
We both took this oath, Representative, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. You know, when you voted against it, I don't think you did. I don't think you did preserve. I don't think you did protect it, and I don't think you defended the Constitution. If I don't vote for this, and I'm not defending it either.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.